Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 4th of October. The Tourism Authority of Thailand has advised that under new quarantine regulations, fully vaccinated foreign tourists visiting Phuket, Surat Thani, Phang Nga and Krabi via the relevant sandbox programs can now stay for only 7 days before being able to move on to other parts of Thailand. From the 1st of October, fully vaccinated visitors under the sandbox program to any of those destinations can now go anywhere within those regions. All visitors are required to undergo two RT-PCR tests, the first upon arrival on day one and the second before finishing the stay period on day 6-7. To be eligible to enter in Thailand under the sandbox program, fully vaccinated international travellers still need to have all of their advance arrangements in good order for arrival and entry. These include a valid visa or re-entry permit, a certificate of entry issued by the Royal Thai Embassy or consulate, a COVID-19 health insurance policy, confirmation of a hotel booking, and a negative RT-PCR test result issued no more than 72 hours before departure. Ponant launched its new ship, Le Commandant Chaco, at Le Havre, France, last week. As the 13th ship in the fleet and Ponant's first high polar expedition ship, the new ship was celebrated in the same destination from which French explorer Jean-Baptiste Charcot departed from his first expedition to Antarctica. Designed to feel more akin to a yacht than a traditional cruise ship, Le Commandant Chaco offers 123 guest cabins. Most notably, the vessel is capable of reaching polar destinations that were formerly out of reach, even to expedition ships. Those spots include the true geographic North Pole, Ross Sea, Weddell Sea, and Pierre First Island. Outings in hovercraft or kayaks, and tethered hot air balloon rides will make it possible to admire Antarctic panoramas from sea, sky, or land. Guests will also be offered the chance to dive in polar waters. Alien airline Aeroméxico has filed a plan to emerge from its Chapter 11 process, and the company looks forward to continue to engage with its stakeholders to finalize the plan on a consensual basis. Aeroméxico will continue pursuing in an orderly manner its voluntary financial restructuring through Chapter 11, while continuing to operate and offer services to its customers and contracting from its suppliers the goods and services required for operations. Aeroméxico is the flag carrier airline of Mexico based in Mexico City. It operates scheduled services to more than 90 destinations in Mexico, North, South and Central America, the Caribbean, Europe and Asia. The UK's newest coach travel operator, Flixbus, has resumed its international services between London and France, Belgium and the Netherlands. Flixbus also added Cambridge to its UK destinations, providing up to 3 departures in both directions between Cambridge and London. Since relaunching in the UK in April 2021, Flixbus has tripled its local network. Internationally, passengers can travel without stopover to Lille, Bruges, Liège, Antwerp, Brussels, Maastricht, Rotterdam, The Hague or Amsterdam. To serve long-distance travellers, the company also introduced new direct routes between London Heathrow Airport and several UK cities such as Reading, Bristol, Cardiff, Bridgend, Swansea, Leicester, Nottingham, Sheffield, Manchester, Bradford and Leeds. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.